SBS Radio.
Kasama ko ngayon dito sa studio ang mga miyembro ng St. Albans Youth Group. At pinamumunuan ni Teacher Dane. Magandang araw, Dane.
Kamusta?
Mabuti. Salamat sa panahon mo at pagdala mo sa kanila dito.
Thank you.
And si Crystal. Hello, Crystal.
Hello.
Si Zach. Si Mark.
Hello.
At si Abby.
Kamusta?
So, una sa lahat, Dane, pwede mo kaming bigyan ng idea kung ano yung St. Albans Youth Group?
Pretty much, we meet up every Saturdays and we just have fun fellowship and a bit of Bible study. And every now and then we do a outgoing event.
Parang excursion?
Yeah.
Okay. So, pag sinabi mong nagkikita kayo every Saturday, religiously yon every Saturday?
Yeah, every Saturday, unless there's like something comes up, but yeah,
so
every
Saturday. Meeting ninyo, ano yung parang, take us through your routine in a meeting.
Mm-hmm. So we normally meet up, we usually start off by having food, usually pizzas, every Saturdays, and then we come together, play some games, and then we have a little Bible study. And that's about it. Yeah.
So it's just you guys reading and talking about the text.
Yes, that's correct.
Ilang years na yung youth group?
Maybe over 20 years.
Puro Pinoy ba yung members nyo?
It's about 90% Pinoy. There's a few Vietnamese and that's it.
And then pure Pinoy meaning lahat ng parents ninyo Pilipino or may mixed rin na?
Sometimes we have visitors that are half German, half Filipino, I think.
Oh.
Carl and Eric are visiting.
Ikaw, Zach, anong age ka sumali sa youth group?
At around 12, I started joining in. Back then when it was my older brother and my older sister, they had their own youth group as well, so I would join with them. And now it was new people come in, they get old.
They get more mature.
Yeah.
So, bakit mo naisipan?
Well,
what is it in the group that, you know, you're, how old are you now? 16, 17?
16.
So, 4 years of your life you dedicate every Saturday to the group. Why?
I think because growing up, my parents always, they didn't force me, but they definitely wanted me to participate in the religion. So the way I could connect was with people that I can come to terms with and not with old, I guess, parents and older people.
Did you all go to Catholic schools?
I went to a Catholic school as well.
So did that help?
Not really.
Because
school was just school for me. So religion... My religion and school was very separate because my religion was mostly on my through my youth and through church on the weekends.
Pero kasi diba sa Catholic school may religion then subject.
Yeah.
Like they teach you about religion.
Yeah. We did have a religious subject at school, but it was very different
from what you do in the group.
Compared to what we did at church because, yeah.
So what is it in the church group that makes it special, Abby? Because you're in uni now, so you joined when you were?
12.
12, wow.
Yeah.
So from 12 until 18 ka na?
Yeah,
or?
I'm 19 actually.
19, yeah. So 7 years. Why?
For me, coming to youth, the youth I grew up in, you could say matured and got older. And so after they left, I kind of was a little lost for a bit. And then it started. The church started it back up. And I guess for me, it's a place I find joy in going.
The thing you all have in common is mga Pinoy yung parents niyo. Diba, mommy, daddy niyo, Pinoy. So marami sa kanila migrated to Australia or dito na sila lumaki?
Yeah, they all migrated.
Ikaw din, Crystal?
Yeah.
So gaano kadali or hirap yon, especially in your teenage years, na your environment that your parents grew up with in is so different from the environment that you're growing up in.
I don't know, there's a lot of differences and things that we have to work through in trying to understand each other's decisions.
Like
if I want to go out or something, like they wouldn't understand what I'm doing there because like they didn't really do that in the Philippines.
When I was young, I wasn't allowed to go out without a chaperone. So I had to have someone with me, like a nanny. When I go to parties, when I was 13, 14, I needed to have someone with me and I needed to be home by 12. Can you imagine yourselves doing that?
No.
So, ikaw Abby, kasi in uni ka na, 18 ka na. Nagpapaalam ka pa ba pag umaalis ka sa magulang mo? So, I'm assuming kasama, doon ka pa rin nakatira sa bahay nila.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I have to get reminded that I have to, like, say that I'm going out. And sometimes I leave quietly, so, yeah.
Di ka pinapagalitan?
Every now and then. Oh, no, it's just more like a reminder that when you leave home, or like when you leave the house, I mean, just tell them that you're gonna go, or else it doesn't mean you're coming, or like come home early, stuff like that. So,
if you go out at night, do you have a curfew? Or did you have a curfew?
Latest midnight.
Midnight. Yeah. So it still holds true. Ikaw din, nung lumalaki ka, ganun ba? Kailangan mo magpaalam? Kailangan may kasama ka?
No, I think my parents were pretty lenient on me.
Because you were a boy?
Yeah, because I was a boy. And
do you have a sister?
I have two sisters.
Were they the same?
No, they didn't really go out as much as I did. And because my parents were a bit more lenient, I took advantage of that. So, I didn't have any curfews or anything like that. But these days, my wife gives me a curfew.
So when you say your parents were lenient, so they didn't wait up for you?
No, not really. No, as long as I was home the next day.
Wow.
As long as they woke up and they saw me at home the next day, that was all right.
Ah,
yeah.
So pag sinasabi mo yon, anong ginagawa mo? What do you do at night until the next day?
Oh yeah, usually go to my friend's house and play video games. Oh, but then as I got older, I started going clubbing and stuff. But then now I'm too old to do that stuff.
Not yet. You're not too. Yeah. So when you were going clubbing, sinubukan mo bang bumili ng beer when you were under 18? Did you get a fake ID?
Oh,
did you ask? Did you ask someone to get a fake alcohol for you?
No, not really, because I was actually a late bloomer. Like I only started drinking when I was 18.
Because you knew that was when you were alive.
Yeah, and I think when I was growing up, because I'm a bit older than these guys, we didn't have social media or anything like that, so there wasn't that much of not much peer pressure to drink or anything like that back then.
Ikaw, Zach, may ganun ba? Because you're still in high school. Well, do your friends talk about it?
We do talk about, but it's not, it's more of a heart, like a laugh thing. It's not something that we would do. It's more of a, yeah, like as if we would do that.
Did you ever get tempted? I'll make sure your parents won't hear.
Just tell the truth.
No, seriously, we would definitely not do something like that. Even when I'm 18, I'm probably never, well, I would drink, but I probably wouldn't, you know, do something over that.
Do it socially and responsibly.
Yeah, exactly.
Come, Mark. But of age ka na, pwede mo nang i-reveal.
Well, I actually didn't start drinking until I was 18 as well, actually. But I did have my first drink when I was like 16 or 17, but that was very responsible, and my parents fed that to me as well. And it was in the house. It was all controlled. So
they gave you a taste, so you wouldn't be curious about it.
Yes, and it was
understandable.
Just it's not. It wasn't too much.
It was cider.
Yeah. No, it was actual beer. Yeah, but yeah.
Ikaw, Crystal. Naisip mo ba yon?
Not really. Like, a lot of people around me talk about it, but I'm not interested.
So do you think it's because meron kayong ibang ginagawa or you're very busy and you don't have idle time?
I think also because we all pretty much grew up in church. Like, we don't feel the need to try to please other people as well. Yeah, so we're just happy just doing the things that we do. Yeah.
So you're content and you've found your own group of friends. So dun sa community ninyo, is there like a bond, a particular bond that the youth group shares? Like, kung merong malungkot or may problema, do you like share it within the group? You are the youth leader. So do you know each and everyone's worries, concerns? Do they come to you?
Yeah, like sometimes, you know, people will open up to me and tell me how they're feeling, and, you know, I'll do my best to comfort them. But I don't like try to get involved in all their gossip and all that stuff. Like,
mga na heartbroken. Madami bang ganon? Humingi sa'yo ng relationship advice?
All the time.
No,
they don't. I'm the last person to ask for relationship advice.
Did anyone try to learn how to speak Filipino or Tagalog?
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
When we're gonna go to Philippines.
Yeah.
What happened?
We got lazy.
Bakit hindi nyo tinuloy? Like, it's so easy. Yeah. Kasi yung magulang ninyo, nagtatagalog sa bahay. Kung naiintindihan nyo ako mag-Tagalog.
Yeah.
So, nakakaintindi kayong mag-Tagalog, pero pag nagsasalta kayo, English pa rin.
Yeah.
Bakit?
Kasi, pag nagtatagalog kami, it comes out like this.
With the accent.
Yeah. It's Borok.
Not really.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Not really. Okay. I would be happy if my children spoke back to me in Filipino, but they just like you, they do a sentence in Taglish.
Mm.
Mark?
Me? I just got used to speaking English, so I just decided to keep speaking English. Like, I can speak Tagalog, nakaka-Tagalog naman ako. Pero,
where'd that come from?
I didn't even know that. But like, it's... I only know sort of half the language, so I can't really like
try mo.
Really like speak as much as I want to. So,
pero pagkausap mo yung magulang mo, nagtatagalog ka?
No.
Abby, nagtatagalog ka sa bahay?
No.
Do your parents speak another dialect?
Yeah.
Bisaya?
Yes.
Kasabot ka mag-Bisaya?
We don't know.
So finally, do you consider yourselves Filipinos first or Australians first?
It's still Filipino first, yeah.
Yeah, more so Filipinos first, yeah.
Right. You're 50-50 on that.
Abby?
Yeah, 50-50.
Maraming salamat, Dane, Crystal.
Salamat.
Zach.
Thank you.
Mark and Abby.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.